It's Saturday morning at Duke University, and a group of male basketball players are making their way to Cameron Indoor Stadium. None of them are five-star recruits, their fan base is minimal, and their dream of the NBA ended long ago. Instead, they formed the practice team for the Duke women's basketball program.
My name is Tomas Cabo-Hervada, and I am head manager of the women's basketball team.
I'm Leo Fisher. I'm a senior on the women's practice squad.
Hi, my name is Haley Grecki. I'm a senior on the women's basketball team here at Duke University.
Whether it's showing up, you know, bright and early to those 7 a.m. practices or coming to games in full force, the practice squad really is really truly dedicated to the team.
The role of the practice team ranges from like helping out with practice drills to scrimmaging and scouting drills.
So the role of the practice team is kind of unique. We get to practice against boys, which I think is a little different than practicing against your own teammates, which are girls. They kind of push us at a different level. They're a lot stronger and faster. So I think practicing against them really gets us ready for the game time.
You know, from our perspective, the practice team plays a critical role in the development of, you know, the women's team as a whole. That the players help maximize efficiency during games, and you know they provide players with outside competition that gives them kind of a new perspective on playing styles and in-game scenarios that help them prepare for these unexpected situations.
The most useful thing, I would say, is having them for the speed and strength that they bring. If you can practice against them and do well, I think you're more than ready to play against any girl at the college level just because of how much stronger and faster the boys are against us.
I think it's really fun. Like, it's good basketball around, and they're also, like, helping out, like, a very, like, well-known, like, basketball program. So just being a part of that program, being able to play in, like, Cameron and, like, in the K-Center, and just being a part of, like, a team again, like, back in high school is really fun.
The practice team does a really good job of playing a specific role of the opposite team we're about to play. Say if someone we're looking out for on the other team is a lefty, we can bring Jeff into the table and we can use him because he is in fact a lefty and he's a good player. So being able to play against him and put him in a real game situation is really helpful for us.
The practice players are typically responsible for assisting with all the on-court activities, such as small-sided drills or full-court scrimmages.
It's been really good, really competitive, and really fun all around. But like, also from this position, it feels a little weird that like when you play well, it's actually like pointing out the team's flaws, and so like they kind of get in trouble like when you play well, and so it kind of feels weird from like being on this side of the of receiving like, you know, criticism basically. It's definitely a strange experience, but you know, you're helping out the team, and that's like your contribution to the team, which is pretty fulfilling.
One story that comes to mind is kind of funny. So when we're in practice, obviously, like, no one that we play against can really dunk. So one of the practice guys was kind of like one of his first times playing, and we were playing pickup and like running through our plays and everything. And all of a sudden, this guy just dunked on one of our girls, and our coach was like, yeah, no, like, stop dunking, because, like, no girls are going to dunk against us.
Russell is a recently new member to the practice team, whose first practice was this past Saturday. So, Russell, why don't you tell us about your experience for your first practice?
Yeah, absolutely. So, I'm Russell. I did my first practice at 9:30 on Saturday. With the women's basketball team, and honestly, it was such a cool experience. Just being in the Case Center with, you know, some of the top recruits in the country, being in the team environment with Coach P, there's just something that most students at Duke will never have. And so we started off the day with just some drills. We were basically playing defense against the women's basketball team, and then we moved into some scrimmages. And for me, this is something that, you know, I haven't been in a team environment in a while, and to be not just in a team environment, but in the women's basketball team environment was so cool. At one point, we got to hear a speech from Coach P, and that was something I'll probably never forget. So,